Why don't you turn to Genesis chapter 1? Hallelujah. Is it speakers on out in the lobby? Hallelujah. Jesse's got them on out there. So I say, thank God. You might want to put somebody, Irene, can you do me a favor and take little babies to the lobby? You can hear the sound in there or in the kids' room. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She's a nice lady. She's not too mean. You'll enjoy her, and that way they can hear the word. Give Irene a hand. Somebody say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Look at somebody and say, when? Say it again. When? Well, I'm not going to preach no dead drunk bones tonight. Somebody say, hi. We're going to have to do this together. Or y'all just going to get blessed and go home early. Amen. Everybody say, when God moves. Say it one more time. When God moves, things happen. In the beginning, God created. When God's about to create something in your life or form something in your life, amen, the Spirit of God moves. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved on the face of the water. After God moved, God spoke. And you know what? We can't have anything, or we can't expect to have anything, God materialize anything in our life unless He says it. But before He speaks, He moves. Somebody say hallelujah. So we got to get to the point, and someone said, what's the use of all of these Holy Ghost meetings? What's the use of all this noise and rush and all of this stuff? And why are y'all so caught up in the Holy Ghost? Because we believe, or I believe, that after God moves, He speaks. And you ought to let Him move until you can hear Him speak. And don't expect Him to move, amen, don't expect Him to speak to you till after He's moved on you. Because I tell you what, His moving on you is communication. And the voice that you hear after that moving, or what you can pick up from that moving, or from that grace, or from that anointing, you know what? It's just only little cherries on top of what God really wants to do in your life. Look at somebody and tell them, God wants to move on you. So to say hallelujah. First thing God did, even before He said a word, He moved. Is that going to bless anybody tonight right there? This is a Holy Ghost meeting. We're talking about the Holy Ghost and teaching on the move of the Holy Ghost and wondering what it's all about. And we've noticed that there are certain times in our church and certain times in our ministry just where we can tell that God wants to do something. The services are a little bit higher than normal. Amen. When we can sense that the anointing's there, we can always look around. And those of you who have been in this thing for a while, you can say, hey, God must be ready to say something. And if God's going to say something, that means He's going to do something. He's never said anything without doing. Amen? God always matches what He speaks. So first thing you need to do is get in the flow. But don't get so caught up in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Amen? We've sent out tapes on the bread and wine. Get in the flow of the Holy Ghost. You need both the bread, which is the Word, and you also need the wine, which is the Holy Ghost. But don't get off into extremes in either one. Many people want to hear God speak. God doesn't speak to anything He hadn't moved on. Somebody say hallelujah. Every living thing moves. And when God's Spirit gets on it, it moves. And if it's not moving, amen, He doesn't speak to it. Go over to Ezekiel chapter 36. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Start praying, Holy Ghost, just for a second where you are. Hallelujah. All you got to do is let the Holy Ghost get all over you. How many of you want to see God do something? How many of you want to see God do something? I mean, how many of you need God to do something? I'm going to ask that question again. How many of you need God to do something in your life? God must want to perform something tonight because I perceive in my spirit that He needs some faith. There are several kind of meetings you get to. Some of those meetings you get to where you get up here in the beginning part, you discern, you know what God wants to do, amen, and you discern the faith of the people. Because you know God's not going to do anything but in what He wants to do. And there are certain meetings you can just tell, amen. Either God will do what He wants to do or He won't do anything at all. And God doesn't do anything without faith. That's why He went to certain places and they said he couldn't there do any mighty works because of their unbelief. So all He did was just heal a few people. Amen. So we say, praise the Lord. Well, we want to get beyond that and get over to what the Holy Ghost wants. So let your faith match what the Spirit of God wants to do. And you don't have no faith to go, no flesh to go on, amen. You don't have anything but the anointing tonight, amen. No sugar plums, no whipped cream, no cream with your coffee, amen. It's nothing but what the Holy Ghost wants, amen. So that's what you have to hear, amen. And I will put Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 20. Seven. We need to thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Are you serious, brother? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. There it is. Praise God. We get in some of these meetings, we say, hey, not that many people here tonight. But I tell you, when the Holy Ghost is there, you can get a lot done. Amen. All you need is the Holy Ghost to show up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If nobody shows up at all but the Holy Ghost, I tell you what, you're going to get something done. You're going to get something blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's just messing with me there. I'm going to have to take my time. We've already, if anybody want to leave early, give another offering, you can go. Amen. Amen. Other than that, I just have to, God's messing with me tonight. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Learning something. Hearing something. Thank you, Jesus. Might just get weird in here if that's all right with you. Amen. I feel like going home. Amen. Not because I'm tired of being here, but I feel like going home because I feel, you know what? Jesus, when He wanted to go get certain things, He would get Himself off by Himself. Amen. Nothing there would hold His faith back, hold His spirit back. Amen. When He was ready to heal somebody, amen, there were certain people He needed to raise dead. So He said, all right, let me get this one and that one. Amen. Somebody say, find me somebody that I can get something done. We think when God wants to get something done, He calls a lot of people. When God wants to get something done, he gets rid of a lot of people. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. He starts to clear house. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How? Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. How many of you want to do what's right? How many just want to naturally do what's right? I find people think I'm a weirdo. I don't care. Amen. I'm happier than they are. Amen. Because I tell you what, if you do everything God wants you to do and you walk any way God wants you to walk, you're going to be a strange person in the earth today. Because most people are afraid. Most people are scared of everything. Most people are half-stepping. Amen. You know, they talk about Jesus, but they don't believe in him. Amen. They talk about him, but they don't believe in him. They don't do what he says. They don't live the way he tells them to live. Amen. With their whole heart. But God's raising up a group of people. Amen. In the last day that believe in God, that will walk in his ways and do the things that he wants them to do. Amen. They're going to be bold in the last hour. And you know what causes them to do that? The Holy Ghost. And it's more than just a Shaka Mahai. Glory to God, it's more than just a scream in the night. Amen. You can tell those that have the Holy Ghost on the inside of them by the way they live. Amen. He's a supernatural God. So those that know him, amen, that people said, those that know the Lord, their God will be strong and do exploits. Somebody say hallelujah. And this is the hour where God's people are about to get real strong. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Somebody say hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Well, I'm just going to prophesy to him, Father, and leave him alone. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Also, son of man, prophesy unto the mountain of Israel and say, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Skip on over. Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Somebody say hallelujah. How many want to have God put his spirit in you and cause you to walk the way that he wants to? That you can walk by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Notice that he said he'll put his spirit in you, and that spirit that abides in you will cause you to walk the way that he wants you to walk. You can't walk just because you read in the book and trying to do what you read in the book. Anybody try to do that? Read everything that Jesus did and say, I'm going to do that too. And you try to put it in the prayer. It don't work like that. Amen. Only Jesus can walk like Jesus walked. Amen. Only Jesus can walk like that. Only Jesus can live like that. Only Jesus can walk that walk. But you know what? There's only one way you can walk is if you let the Holy Ghost walk it in you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He said, he'll put his spirit within you and cause you to walk in his statutes. That means if you don't got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, amen, you're not going to walk the way he wants you to walk. And if you find yourself not walking the way that God wants you to walk, and I'm not just talking about not doing this and not doing that. I'm talking about obeying the Holy Ghost. And if you find yourself afraid to obey the Holy Ghost and do the thing that you know to do is right, amen, that is the result, amen. See, because people can't hear the voice of God until the voice of God has moved on them. Notice that the Spirit of God moved over the waters, moved over the deep. Amen. And then God said, amen. It's no use God saying anything to a lot of people until those people have experienced his anointing. until they've experienced his power, until they've experienced his grace. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, let him move over you. Until when you hear his voice, you'll start to obey. Amen. So you got to have God do something on the inside. He said, I will put my spirit within you. And the Holy Ghost on the inside of you will cause you to walk in his statutes. You just can't help it. You can get enough. I don't know what everybody else has got. I don't know what everybody else has got. Somebody say, how do you just keep rolling and keep rolling? It's easy to keep rolling. How do you get to the point to where you just don't want to turn around anymore? How do you just stick in there? How can you not get tired of preaching and teaching and just keep going? Holy Ghost bit on me. You wouldn't believe some of it. You know, nights, I can go, amen, and still got it on the inside of me, amen. Real easy. Don't feel like giving up. That strength is there. Why? The Holy Ghost on the inside of you will cause you to do supernatural things. And I'm making up my mind because I believe that God is coming. And that freaks out a lot of people. A lot of people in here don't think he's coming real soon, amen. But I believe Jesus is coming, amen. And I want to live my life in that light. And if you get the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, that Holy Ghost will cause you to walk the way God wants you to walk. It's easy. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. This will bless somebody tonight. Maybe not everybody. Amen. But I can prophesy to some heart out there, amen, say there's a dose of the Holy Ghost you can get on the inside of you that will super exceed your mind. He'll give you a piece of what? A piece of the Holy Ghost that will pass all of your understanding. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us have gotten to the point to where before we start to do what we know the Holy Ghost is leading us to do or God is leading us to do, we have to run it through our mind. Let me think about it first. Let me understand it a bit, amen. You need to get so full of the Holy Ghost, amen, to where you don't have to understand everything God wants to do with you. Some of us forget that. We don't even have to understand it. Some of us get caught up because other people don't understand it. There are some people that can't do what God wants to do because they don't understand it. But there's another group after that. Not only do they not have to understand it, but everybody else has to understand it. I'm going to tell you straight up, you don't have to understand anything that God's doing in me, amen. As long as my spirit understands it, I'll obey it. Amen? Let them figure it out later. Amen? Jesus did a whole bunch of stuff that people couldn't figure out. They couldn't figure out why he walked that way. That's why they said, what man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? You've had anybody tell you, what's wrong with you? Amen? Somebody say hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will get off in the inside of you and cause you to walk in his statutes. Cause you to walk supernaturally, not because you're smarter than everybody else. Not because you got more endurance than everybody else. Not because you love God more than everybody else. It's the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost that causes us to do what he wants us to do. Say it again. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that will cause us to do what he wants us to do. I don't care if there's 1,001 church out there and everybody in the church ain't doing nothing. But I know. I can't base my faith on nobody else's faith. I can't base my life on anybody else's life. But I know the Holy Ghost, that he causes me to do what God wants me to do. Hallelujah. I don't care if there's 20,000 churches out there and every one of them got 6,000 members in it and ain't nobody doing nothing. I know the Holy Ghost. Amen. They can all go to hell. Amen. But I made up my mind. I want to go see Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Some people just need the Holy Ghost. Some people got to the point to where they've thrown them out of the church. They won't be like everybody else. Paul said, I've not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And the church will never do what God wants it to do. It will never accomplish what God wants it to accomplish until we get so full of the Holy Ghost. Whereas it just causes us to do what he wants us to do and be who he wants us to be. Somebody say hallelujah. In the second chapter of Acts, they were right there in the upper room. They prayed and prayed and prayed. All of a sudden, amen, the place where they were seated started to shake. And there was a sound from heaven. And tongues of fire came in all their head. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. as the Lord gave them utterance. And from that moment on, they got so full that God just caused them to do what he wanted them to do. Before that, nothing happened. Somebody say hallelujah. God moves, he speaks, and when he speaks, things happen. Somebody say hallelujah. God moves, he speaks, and when he speaks, things happen. That's all I got to say. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God moves, he speaks, and when he speaks, things happen. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of stuff happening that shouldn't be happening. Amen. Why is it happening? Because God moved. Amen. And when he moved, somebody heard heaven. Amen. And when they heard heaven, it started to happen. Why is it happening? Because he said it would. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you want something to happen, let God move. Amen. But don't let him move and just get caught up in the move. Get caught in the move until you hear his voice. Somebody say hallelujah. Where are you at? Is he moving? Well, if he's moving so much, get your ears open and start to listen. And some of you have already heard his voice. And if you already heard his voice, you need to start to do what he told you to do. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, where are you at? And the earth was dark and void. That means what? Nothing happening. Void means something's missing. And when God finds darkness and missing things and nothing happening, he doesn't send his word. He sends his movement. He sends his spirit. And God will just start to move. Somebody say hallelujah. He'll just start to move. And we want him to say something. No, he'll just start to move. Amen. And he's just moving. You don't worry about nothing. Amen. You're no longer concerned about the void. You're no longer concerned about the darkness. Amen. And then he starts to speak after he moves. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell him everything is going to be all right. This is what I know. You hear me? This is what I know. This is not what I believe. This is what I know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you stand up and just start to bless God right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Just stand up and start to bless the Lord right where you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to appreciate what God's doing in your life. You ought to appreciate what God's given to you. And you ought to appreciate the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My. You ought to thank God for the Holy Ghost right now, because some of you don't reverence the Holy Ghost and you think it's common. And Holy Ghost, tell me to ask you a question. Amen. How would you like a nice little dry spell? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You won't have it with me, I tell you that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people just need to dry up so they learn to appreciate water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. That's what he did to the children of Israel. They went through 400 years of silence. Amen. The last prophet they heard was Malachi. Amen. And then he didn't say a word to them for 400 years. 400 is testing. Amen. Times 10. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't, people, there's a song they used to sing, amen. Wasn't a church song, but it was a real song. Amen. It said, you never know what you got until it's gone. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you learn to appreciate what you got and you learn to use what you got. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said he could there, you know, so he went around and taught for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. God's here to work a miracle for you. He's here to do move by some grace. He's here to avail his power. Amen. But if you'd rather be taught, amen. Hallelujah. He'll teach you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But if you want to get some power, go on and get what God wants you to get. Go on and have it right now. Amen. He's here to move. Glory to God. He ain't here to play games and look at you. Glory to God. He's here to meet your need. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's here to bust some things wide open and create some miracles. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let him move. Let him move. Thank you, Jesus. Let him move. Let him have his way. Glory to God. Yeah. I prophesy and I speak it right now. Amen. I prophesy right now the greatest drought that the hearts of men have ever seen, but at the same time, the biggest gushing river that the world has ever seen. Amen. Hallelujah. And that way you'll know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what God said. Every once in a while, nobody in here, so don't get into fear. Not unless it's for you. Amen. But I don't believe it's for you. Amen. But listen, there was one time Jesus went in and he said, look, where's that fruit? Where's that fruit? And he didn't see the fruit, so he cursed that thing from the root, and that thing dried up. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, let no fruit grow on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because when Jesus is ready to move and when God's ready to move and when God wants some stuff out of you, when God wants fruit out of you, you better get up off of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise, somebody in this place tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My, my, my. I see it right now. We have to get out of here. This is a wonderful meeting. Glory to God. I see it right now. 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 Yeah. And then there'll be that anointing. Amen. Yeah, there'll be that anointing. There'll be that anointing. Some will grow fat and fat, fat, fat. I'm talking about in the Holy Ghost and in the things of God and in the things of life. Amen. Hallelujah. But there are a lot of people that take this stuff for granted and they're going to dry up. They're going to get so dry, they're going to be skin and bones, dried up spiritually. Amen. Then God's going to speak the word and say, now go prophesy life to the dry bones. You saw that a little bit later. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Praise God. Let him speak to your heart or he'll speak to your dry bones later. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. We've been trying to get you over to the realm of the supernatural for the last 6 to 8 weeks. We've been speaking in the realm of the supernatural. Amen. Speaking of how to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you and God to do what he wants to do. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody who wants to take that ride can take that ride. You can have it if you want it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. I'm finished. Glory to God. But God has anointed me. Amen. To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also to pray that you might be blessed, might be full, might be touched, and might be filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will cause you to walk in his ways if you want to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there are different anointings. Sit down for a moment. There are different anointings that accomplish different things. There are different anointings that accomplish different things. Amen. Different anointings accomplish different things. And one grace and one anointing is the anointing of joy. So we say hallelujah. A lot of people fake it. A lot of people fake it. Amen. Ain't no faking around here. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take advantage of what God's given you. Take advantage of what God's given you. You see, it is everywhere. No, it's not. Hallelujah. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a dangerous place. These are the last and dark and evil days. So we say, thank you, Jesus. It's not. God accomplishes different things at different places. There are different agendas everywhere you go. Amen. Will be, but it's not. But God selected certain individuals. He's called you to do certain things, to accomplish certain things. Amen. Everybody's got a call on their life. Amen. But I'm going to tell you straight up, this anointing ain't everywhere. I'm just being obedient to the Holy Ghost and telling you. He told me to tell you, but I said, how? Amen. Just being open and honest with you. Amen. Hallelujah. No, it's not. No, it's not. The anointing of God is everywhere, but different graces. In the book of, in the Bible, you read that there were certain administrations and different operations. Amen. As proportion and different portions. There's a difference. Every ministry you go to, there's different. Somebody say, hey, we all the same. No, they're not. No, they're not. God selects certain people to do certain things. Wisdom will tell you that. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God selected me that I might be able to accomplish certain things. That might be that we might get a hold of some people and get them real full of the Holy Ghost and have them walk in the statues of God. Somebody say hallelujah. That's why we have four services a week. That's why we have Holy Ghost meetings. We had them every Friday night since we got touched. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been doing Holy Ghost meetings since 1995, or was it 94? When did I get here? 96. Doing Friday night Holy Ghost meetings since 1995. Shreveport, Louisiana. Amen. Hallelujah. And the anointing of God has not diminished. The assignment has never changed. Amen. Yet been there. People try to duplicate. Can't. Hallelujah. A whole group, some of y'all around town here, everybody else tried to duplicate what God was doing. They dried up and gone. Time will tell. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Because then he wants to get done. God's got something that he wants to get done, and the devil hates it. Hallelujah. The devil hates it. He hates it. But God's going to get it accomplished. He said, how can it dwindle down? Yeah, I am saying it. Search it, but I'm not boasting. Not boasting. Amen. Not boasting in the least bit. Amen. But we're just speaking the truth, and reality will even reveal those things. Amen. Don't you know the move of God is a very precious thing? If the devil would have his way, and even some Christians, even some charismatics, even some Pentecostals. Y'all heard somebody today. Oh, no, we don't let that in. Do they love God? Yeah. But that ministry that God designed for those people to have, they'll never get it. Amen. The devil's doing his best to stop the move of God, to stop the anointing of God's grace. Amen. But God's raised up a group of people. Amen. Some real people. Amen. Separate their life. Say, hey, I don't want you to get this. I don't want you to get into that. Amen. I want you just to stay in the spirit of God. Don't get caught in this stuff. And I'm going to use you to do certain things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Start to call somebody and say, don't despise small beginnings. Glory to God. The stone which the builders rejected will become the head of the corner. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Not by might of people, nor by power of finance. Amen. But by the Spirit, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost, this battle will be won. God's never done anything with a crowd, nor has he done anything, amen, with the proud. Amen. He's always done it with people that are willing to lay down their life to stand for a cause. Hang in there and get it accomplished. And I say that this responsibility, and I know for a fact, North Houston, what an assignment. How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people. We're plowing the ground of the move of the Holy Ghost in North Houston. There's one little church. Not many out there. Different people have different assignments. Amen? But as far as the move of the Holy Ghost, even the things that, you know, the graces that are out there, amen? People are offering different things. They're often just getting a bunch of members. Amen? But the things that are important. Amen? You better look desperately, you know, and look intently at what God has called us to accomplish and take advantage of it. Somebody say hallelujah. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Say thank you, Jesus. We can do a lot of things, but the greatest thing is the power of the Holy Ghost. We can type, do bulletins, pass out memos, amen, do all kind of stuff. Run stuff, but the greatest thing in our life is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. What do you want? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what, it can be transferred, it can be imparted, and it will stand. If you get it on the inside, it'll never leave you. I don't care how messed up you are, how hard-headed you are. That impartation, that anointing will stick with you all the days of your life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, stir up the gift. And realize who you are and what God's doing on the inside of you. You'll never be the same again. Stand up right where you are, and I'm going to let you go. I'm going to lay hands on a couple of you. Somebody say, praise God.